Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Chof Hei. The Mishnah says, Al Kan Sipar Yagyu Rachamecha, that if a person says, just like your mercy extends to the bird's nest, so too you should have Rachmanis on us, Va'al Toivi Zachar Shemecha, and for the good things that you do, your name should be mentioned. Or Maidim Maidim, if a person says Maidim twice, Meshatken Aisai, so we quiet him down. The Gemara explains, what's the reason for the first halacha, that if he says Al Kansipra Yagyu Rachmecha, that we quiet him down? So the Gemara says, Pligi Ba Trei Amayroi B'Ma'arava. There's a machlokes between two Amayroim in Eretz Yisrael, Rab Yosi bar Ovin, Rab Yosi bar Zvido. Chad Omar, Mepnei Shematal Kino B'Maisa Bereshis, because he's placing jealousy in Maisa Bereshis, because he's making it sound that Hashem has Rachmanis on the birds, but not on the animals. The Chad Omar and the other one said that the reason why we silence him is Mepnei Sha'isa Midoisav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, because he's showing that the mitzvahs of Hashem are acts of mercy, ve'inon el gzeirais, while in truth, they're just decrees. Rashi explains that Hashem placed his mitzvahs upon us as a yoke, with which we demonstrate our submission to his ratzon, even when the logic of the mitzvah is not readily apparent. So the question is, that what exactly is this person doing wrong? So he's giving a reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that the reason why we send away the mother bird is because of Rachamim. What's so terrible about that? The whole Sefer HaChinuch is full of giving Taimei HaMitzvahs, giving reasonings for mitzvahs. So this person is giving a reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that it's because of Hashem's Rachmanis. What's so bad that because of that, Meshatken Eisai? Also, the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer B'Nayahu, to Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, asks from a Mefurush Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Pashas Kiseitse, that says, why does a child get his bris milah when he's 8 days old? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmim on him to wait until he has koyach. Ukshem sharachmav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'odom, kach rachmav ala behema. Just like Hashem has rachmanis on a person, so too he has rachmanis on a behema. Minayin, shenamar miyem hashmini v'hola v'goymer, Hashem says, wait till the 8th day to bring an animal as a carbon. Don't shecht the mother and the child on the same day. So it's mefurish in the medrash that our Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on the oifes as well. Like it says, ki yikari kansipar lefonecha. So the medrash says beferish that the reason for Shiluach HaKan is because of Hashem's rachmanis. So what's this person saying wrong? Says the Ben Ish Chai that when we give reasons for mitzvahs, or when the medrash is saying that the reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is because of Hashem's rachmanis, we're not saying b'teras vadai that that is the reason. When we give reasons, it's b'derech efsher. It could be that that's the reason. The inyan of taimei ha-mitzvahs is to give us a tam in the mitzvah. Tam could mean reason, but it also means a taste. It gives us a flavor. It gives us an appreciation for the mitzvah because we understand it. But are we saying for sure, do we know that this is the reason? It could be that this is the reason. There could be many reasons. And it could be it's a gzeira. But when this person gets up and says, b'derech tfilo to Hashem, al kantzipar yagiu rachamecha, kach chus v'rachem aleinu, that the same way your rachmanis extends to the bird's nest, so too you should have rachmanis on us, he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's speaking to the mitzav, and he's saying that this is the reason. And just like you have rachmanis on the birds, you should have rachmanis on us. That means he's being keveya, that this is the reason, b'teras vadai, ad kedei kach, that he's telling the mitzava himself, that just like you have rachmanis on the birds, you should have rachmanis on us, that you can't say. We can't say with the brirus, for sure that this is the reason. That we have no right to do. It could be it's just a gzeira. Could be it's just a decree from Hashem. And therefore, mishat kenaisai. Next ta'ara. The Mishnah continues, ha'mechana ba'arayis mishat kenaisai. Rashi learns, based on the Gemara, that it means one who gives non-literal interpretations to the Isurim against forbidden unions, Meshat Kenaisai, we silence him. Rashi explains that this means that instead of explaining the Pasuk to mean Erva Mamish, he says it means that one may not reveal anything uncomplimentary about his parents in public. And then the Mishnah says, Ha'aymeru mizaracha leisiten lahavr la'maylech. That it means leisiten la'abro barmayusa mishat kenoisei benazifa. That if instead of translating the pasuk that umizaracha leisiten lahavr la'maylech, that your children you should not give over to the avedazar of maylech, rather he translates it to mean that a person should not live with a goya, with a kusis, and bear a child for avedazara, so then we silence him b'nazifa with anger. Rashi explains how come. She'oikar akosav mimashmoy, because he's uprooting the pasuk from its simple meaning. Shehu avaydas choyk le'amayriyim, which is an avaydazara for the goyim lahaver b'neyan lo'esh, to pass their children through a fire. V'noysein karis leba'al akusis, he's giving karis to someone that lives with a goyetehu mechayev chatos ala shegeg, and he's being mechayev this person achatos for doing that b'shegeg u'misas bezdin al hamezid ba'asra, and he's giving such a person misas bezdin for living with a goyete on purpose with hasra. So Rashi's saying the reason why we silence him with anger is because he's making wrong halachas over here. He's giving these einshim for someone who's not really deserving of them. So the Karban Nisanol on the Rush over here in Simen Chav Dalet, in Ois Reish, asks that what's the difference between the case of Umizaracha Leisitein Lahavar LaMeilech and the case before it of Hamechana Ba'arayis? Why over there by Hamechana Ba'arayis does it only say Meshat Kenaisai and not Meshat Kenaisai Ben Azifa? Over there also, by saying that the Pasuk doesn't mean literally the not to reveal the erva of your father or mother, but rather it means don't reveal anything uncomplimentary about them barabim, so he's also being mechayev karis and achatos for somebody that's not really deserving of it. So over there also it should have said meshat kenaisei ben azifa. Why does it only say meshat kenaisei? Says the Karban Nisanol, that's why the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis deviates from Rashi's pshat. He learns that when the Gemara says on Hamechana Barais Meshat Genoisei, Tanur Rabbi Yosef Klein Aviv Hu Klein Imai, that what it means is that instead of the Balkeire saying Ervas Avicha Vervas Imcha Leisegale, he reads it Ervas Aviv Vervas Imai, that instead of saying it Beloshen Neichach second person, he says it Beloshen Nister in third person, because he doesn't want to make it sound like he's speaking to the people that are listening to his kriya and saying the erva of your father and the erva of your mother don't reveal. He says it in third person, the erva of his father, the erva of his mother, he shouldn't reveal. So he's not changing any halacha, but he's changing the words that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, and that's wrong. So therefore, we're meshat kenaisei, we silence him. But it's not Meshat Kenaisei ben Azifa. It's not with anger, like by the case of a person that translates Umizaracha Leisitin Lahavr LaMeilech, that it means Leisavei Alakusis Veseilid Mimeno Ben LaVeidazara, where the person is being Mechayev, Karis, and Chatos, and Misa for somebody that's not really deserving of that Einish. Next Ha'ara. Rashi says that the reason why where Meshat Kenaisei ben Azifa, if he says that Umizaracha Leisitin Lahavr LaMeilech means Leisavei Alakusis V'Seilid Ben LaVeidazara, is because he's being Mechayev Karis to someone that lives with a Kusis, he's being Mechayev Achatos for a Shegeg, and Misas Bezdin for Mezid with Hasra. The Mefarshim are bothered that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that the Pasuk says in Malachi, Capital Beis, Ubo Al Bas El Nechor, and the next Pasuk says, Yachreis Hashem Lo Ish Asher Ya'asena, that if a person lives with a Goyete, so then he's Chayev Karis. So why is Rashi saying that he's giving Karis to someone that's Baal Akusis, and that's wrong? He is Chayev Karis for Baal Akusis. So the Chassam Sefer in Shuvis, in Chelik Eben HaEzer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Sadi Gimel says that that's why Rashi's Meirich to say, V'noisin Karis l'Baal Akusis, u'mechayev chatos al ha-shegeg, u'misas bezden al ha-mezer ba'asra. Rashi's saying that this Karis over here is not just a Karis midivrei Kabbalah, which does not carry along with it a chiyuv chatos, where a person does it b'shegeg. This is a real karis midairaisa, which brings along with it a chiyuv chatos. Plus, when there's hasra, there's a chiyuv misa. The Rambam tells us in his Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Sleisase, Mitzvah Nun Beis, that the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Pe'alef Amid Beis, that Habayil Aram is Kanoin Pegimbay. Someone that lives with a goyete zealots may kill him. But says the Rambam that that's only if he lives with her b'farhesya in public, and it's also only b'shas maisa while he's actually involved in the Aveira. But what if he didn't do it b'farhesya, or he already separated from the Aveira, and nobody killed him b'shas maisa, so then he's mechuyev karis, avoloi hisbayer ze hakaris b'tayra. But this karis is not mefurish in the Torah. And he brings the pasuk in Malachi, of Ubal Basel Nechor, Yachris Hashem Le'ish Asher Ya'asena, Mechlal Shehu B'Karis. So it's a Karis, but it's not a Karis Midairaisa. So therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, there's no Chiyuv Chatos for such a Shegeg. And the Rambam continues that if a person was Bael Aramis with Edom and Asra, Loike Midairaisa, he gets Malkis. But he doesn't get Misa. So that's why Rashi was Meirich over here. That this person is coming to give karis, which carries along with it a chatos, and with mezid and hasra, there's misa, and that's wrong, because all a boyal aramis gets is just a karis midivrei kabbalah, but there's no chatos b'shegeg, and there's no misa by mezid and hasra. It's only malkis, and therefore mishat kenaisai b'nezifa. Next ha'ara. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Chanina, Akobi de Shomayim, Chutz Miyira Shomayim. Everything is in the hands of Shomayim, except for Yira Shomayim, Shenemar, Ba'ata Yisroa, Mo Hashem Lekecho Sheil Me'imach, Kim Li Yira. What is Hashem asking from you? Just Yira. Taisus explains, I'll pee the Gemara in Nida Tezayin Omid Beis, that it means that before a person is born, it's already predetermined whether he will be a chacham or a tippish, an ani or a ashir, a gibor or a chalosh. That's all nigzar on him. But whether he will be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's not decreed. That's up to the person himself. And that's what the pasuk is saying. V'ata Yisra, ma Hashem alekecha she'el mi'imach, ki'im li'ira. The Marsha in Brachas Taf Yud Amud Aleph asks a question from the Gemara over there that says that there were certain bad people in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir that were giving him a lot of tsar. So Rabbi Meir was davening that they should die. And his wife Bruria told him that rather than davening that they should die, he should daven that they should do tshuva. And he davened for them and they did tshuva. So Frekta Marsha, what do you mean? Hakobi de Shamayim, Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Yerushamayim is not in the hands of Hashem, that's in the hand of the person himself. So how could Rabbi Meir's tefillah, that they should do tshuva, help? Very good, says the Marsha, if a person davens for himself, that Hashem should help him do tshuva. So that, the Gemara says in Makis Taf Yud, that b'derech sh'adam reitza leilech meilicha naisai. And there's also a Maimer Chazal, that habole taher messiah naisai. If a person comes to purify himself, Hashem helps him. So good. So since he made the first move, and he's asking Hashem for help, so Hashem will help him. But over here, Rabbi Meir was davening for somebody else to do tshuva. They didn't do anything. So how could his tefillah help? What happened to Hakobi de Shamayim chutz mi'ir Shamayim? So the Igris Moshe in Erechaim Chelik Dalit Simen Mem Ois Yud Gimel says that the tefillah was that they shouldn't have nisyonis. And Mimela they'll come back b'tshuva because they only did their averis because they were lacking parnasa or something like that. They were in a matzav of nisyon. Rav Meir's tefillah was that Hashem should remove their nisyonis. Rav Moshe says a second approach, which he likes better, that it's possible that he was davening that Hashem should make it that they should hear words of Musar from people that were tzaddikim, and through that come back with tshuva. However, the Chazon Ish in Chelek Erechaim, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, all the way at the end, says a big chiddush that Hakobi de Shamayim Chutz Mi'ira Shamayim means that Hashem will not put into the heart of a person to come close to him. It has to come from a Baal Bechira. But it doesn't necessarily have to come from the Bechira of the person himself. As long as there's a Baal Bechira that's choosing to help his friend to come back with tshuva, since Kol Yisrael Ke'ish Echad, we're all like one unit, and there's a Baal Bechira that's choosing to help his friend by davening for him. So the kiruv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does through that tefillah is misyachis to a nivra. It's misyachis to a person, since it came through the koyach tefillah of a person. Next ha'ara. The Gemara says, Omrav Chanina, Kobi de Shamayim chutz mi'ira Shamayim, shenemar v'ata Yisrael, mo Hashem lekech ha'shel ma'imach kiim le'ira. What's Hashem asking from you just for yira? So the Gemara says, Mechlal de Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. So you're telling me that Yira Shamayim is a small thing? That Hashem is only asking for Yira as if it's a small thing? So the Gemara says, In the Gabi Meshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi, yes, regarding Meshe was a small thing. And the Gemara gives a mashal to a person that they ask from him a Kli Gadol. They ask from him a large utensil. V'yeshloy, and he has it. Daimer Lov Kekli Katan. So it appears to him like a small thing. But katan ve'einloi, if they ask him for a small utensil and he doesn't have it, doimer lav kekli gadol, then it seems to him like a large thing. Since Moshe Rabbeinu already had the Yira Shamayim, so for him it was a small thing. It's Yudua the Kasha, that very nice, Moshe Rabbeinu already had Yira Shamayim, so for him it's a small thing. But Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael. Va'ata Yisrael, mo Hashem alekecha shel me'imach. What is Hashem asking from you? Kiyim li'yira, only yira. If Klal Yisrael weren't yet masig yira, so for them, it's a big thing. So what does the Gemara mean that legabe Moshe, it's a small thing, but he's speaking to Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, in Chelik Aleph, in the first piece, he says that the bir ha'pashut, the simple meaning of the Gemara of Legabe Meisha Milsa Zutrasihi is like this, that with the Koyach HaTorah, it's easy to be masig the inyan of Yira Shamayim. When it says Legabe Meisha, it doesn't mean Meisha Rabbeinu only. Every Talmud Chacham is called Al Shmeishal Meisha, like it says in Shabbos Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Meisha Shaper Ka'amrit, that one Amira said to another, Meisha, you're saying good. He called him Moshe. Rashi explains that Rabbeinu b'dayrei k'Moshe b'dayrei, that you in our door is like Moshe in his door. So Moshe is a reference to every Talmud Chacham. And what we're saying is that legabe Moshe, legabe someone who's a Talmud Chacham, a person that throws himself into Torah and becomes the Talmud Chacham, then it's easy to come to a Madrega of Yira. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. What is Hashem asking from you? Kiyim le'yira, just for yira. For someone that's like a Moshe, for someone that's a Talmud Chacham, yira comes easy. And Abaron explains the Mishnah that says in Pirkei Avos, Perakimul Mishnah Yud Zayin, Im ein yira ein chachma, im ein chachma ein yira. That the Gros says in Mishlei, Im ein yira ein chachma is referring to the lower level of yira, which is Yira Sa'inish, Yira from getting punished. That's the Aleph Beis for Chachma. That has to precede Torah. Like it says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. A person has to have the basic level of Yira, which is Yiras HaOinish, in order to be Masig Chachma. But then, Im Ein Chachma Ein Yira. But if a person doesn't have Chachma Satayra, then he can't come to the higher Madrega of Yira, which is Yiras HaRoimimus, which is fearing from the greatness of Hashem, realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and having a Yira, realizing that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Madrega is what we're talking about over here in this Pasuk, like the Mesil Sesharma explains in his Akdama. And that's what we're saying. And the Gemara is saying, Legabe Moshe, Legabe, someone that's a Talmud Chacham, it's a Milsa Zutrasihi. It's an easy thing for a person to be masig to reach a Madrega of Yiras HaRoimimus through Torah. Next Ha'ara. The Gemara says, Omer Abzeira, Ha'omer Shema Shema, Ha'omer Moidim Moidim Dami. That if a person says Shema twice, it's like saying Moidim twice. And we're Meshatken Oisai, we silence him. Meisvei, the Gemara asks, Ha'kaire Shema V'koiflo, if a person lain Shema and he repeats it, Hareze Meguna, it's not a good thing. Meguna hu dahavi, shtuki loy Meshatkinon lay. So it sounds like it's Meguna, it's not a good thing, but we don't silence him. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha, Hoda Amar Milsa, Milsa Vitani La, Hoda Amar Psuka, Psuka Vitani La. One is talking about if he says a word and he repeats the word. And the other one is talking about where he repeats the Pasuk. Rashi explains that if he repeats the word, Ein Kan Mashmoy Shtei Rishuyais, then it doesn't sound like he's accepting two gods on himself. Ela Meguna V'Sochalhu. Rather, it's disgraceful and foolish. Rashi in Brachos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis uses an expression that it looks like he's a misloitzeitz. It looks like a leitzanis. But it doesn't look like he's accepting two gods upon himself. When he says a full pasuk twice, so then it sounds like he's saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to this god, and Chas V'Shalom Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to a different one. But when it's just repeating words, it doesn't have any mashmois. Shema, shema, listen, listen. It doesn't mean anything. It just sounds like a joke. However, Taisus and Brachos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel that he learns exactly the opposite. That if a person repeats pasuk by pasuk, so then we don't silence him. It's just meguna. But if a person says Shema, shema, then we're Meshatkin Oisei, then it looks like he's being Mekabel Shtei Rishuyos. Lehalacha, the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Samach Aleph, Siv Tes, that Osir Loimar Shema Beis Pa'omim, Bein Shekaifel HaTevais, Sho'imer Shema Shema, Bein Shekaifel HaPosuk Rishayin. That it's Osir to say Shema two times, whether he repeats the words of Shema Shema, or he repeats the first Pasuk. Because Lehalacha were Machmir like Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, that we're not sure whether the Meshaskin Oisai, which is definitely an Isser, you're not allowed to do it if we're saying that we silence him. So we're not sure if that's referring to saying the Pasuk twice, like Rashi learns, or it means saying the word twice, like Rabbeinu Chananel learns. So therefore, either way is Osir, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Mishum Denira Kilu Mekabel Alav Shtei Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom. Now, b'diyeved, what happens if a person did repeat words or the pasuk? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Mechav Gimel that b'diyeved b'kfeilas ha-pasuk yotza. If a person repeated the pasuk, he's yotza, but b'kfeilas ha-teva is tzarechiyin. But if a person repeats words, then it's a tzarechiyin. And he explains in the Bir Halacha, because according to Rashi, that learns that when you repeat words, so then it's kimis loitzeitz, it looks like a joke. So he says, efsher de lefizel la yatza. So it could be that if it looks like a litzanus, it doesn't have a shame kriya to it. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that says that when a person repeats words, it's meshaskin, I say, we silence him. That means obviously it does have a mashmois, it does mean something. And that's why it looks like two reshuyos. So even though a person did something wrong by doing that, but it has a shame kriya to it. Also, the Bir Halacha and Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph on Sif Beis is Mesupik, that when the Gemara says, Hod Omar Milsa Milsa V'tanila, does it mean that he repeats every single word of Shema two times, or does it even mean just the word Shema itself two times? On the one hand, since it says Milsa Milsa, it sounds like we're talking about every word of the Shema. But on the other hand, since it says, and Hod Omar Psuka Psuka V'tanila, which according to Rashi means that we're Meshaskin, I say, we silence him if he says the Pasuk twice. Now over there, says the Bir Halacha, it's Pashit, that even if a person would just repeat the Pasuk of Shema itself, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice, would be enough of a reason for Meshaskin Isai. So over there you see that Psuka Psuka is Lav Dafka, that it has to be more than one Pasuk. So that could be a Gilui, that when it said Hod Amar Milsa Milsa V'tani La, is also Lav Dafka. So the Bir Halacha remains by a Suffolk, even if a person just repeats the word Shema itself, if that is going to be a problem. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, Birchas Kehanim, Maise David Va'amnoin, Nikroin V'loi Mitargimin. Our girsa is that Birchas Kehanim and the story of David and Amnoin are read, but they're not translated. The Bach is Magia, Loi Nikroin V'loi Mitargimin. So it sounds like that Birchas Kehanim and Maise David V'Amnoin both are not read, nor are they translated. The Tosfos Yom Tov raises the problem that how could you say that Birchas Kehanim are not read or translated, then it's going to come out that we don't complete the whole Torah every year. Bishlama Maise David V'Amnoin, which is a story in Navi anyway, throughout the Haftaris of the year, we don't finish Navi. But to say that we don't read Birchas Kehanim, so then there's going to be Psukim in Parshas Nasai of Birchas Kehanim that we don't read. So how are we going to complete the Torah? He says that if you look in the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, they both say that Birchas Kehanim Nikroim V'loi Mitargimin, Maise David V'Amnoin is Loi Nikroim V'loi Mitargimin. So that means you have to be geiris in the Mishnah between Birchas Kehanim and Maise David Va'amnoin. You have to be geiris Birchas Kehanim Nikroin V'loi Mitargimin, and then Maise David Va'amnoin Loi Nikroin V'loi Mitargimin. So when the Bach is Magia Loi Nikroin V'loi Mitargimin, he's just coming to be Magia Maise David Va'amnoin. That our girsa is that the story of David and Amnoin is read but not translated, says the Bach, no, we don't read it at all. But of course, Berchas Kehanim is read. Now, the Gemara says on Amud Beis that Maise Tamar v'Yehuda Nikra u'Mitargim. The story of Tamar and Yehuda is read and translated. Pshita, it's Pashit, says the Gemara. Ma'udetema, you would have thought, Lechush lechvaydoi de Yehuda. Now, let's be worried for the honor of Yehuda. Kamash malon, shvache Yehuda oidi. Kamash malon, that it's his praise. Because he admitted, says Rashi, Shehoida al chetai, because he admitted his Avera. So the Marsha asks, so how come the Mishnah says that Maisa Ruvain Nikra V'loi Mitargen? How come it says that the story of Ruvain, where it says Vayishkav Espila Pilagesh Aviv, it's read but it's not translated, says Rashi, because Chayshin on the Gnusai, we're worried for the disgrace of Ruvain. Why? Ruvain also did Shuva. So on that, the Marsha says two answers. One answer is that Yehuda admitted on his own, but this that Reuven admitted was not on his own, like the Gemara says in Perek HaChayvel, Migoram the Reuven Sheyoida Yehuda. Who caused Reuven to admit? It was Yehuda. Reuven didn't admit to his Avera on his own initiative. It was only through Yehuda. So therefore, he doesn't have that inyan of the Shvach that he admitted. The Marsha says another answer, that the Haidah of Yehuda is Mefurish in the Pasuk, that he said Tzadka Mimeni. So then, when you're going to translate the Pasuk in front of those people that are going to hear the Targum, they're going to see the praise of Yehuda. But since the Haidah of Reuven is not Mefurish in the Pasuk, so when the translator explains the Pasuk to the people, they're not going to see the praise of Reuven. They just see what looks to them like an Avera. and they're not going to hear any haidah in the targum of the pasuk. So therefore, the pasuk doesn't bring out his praise. So we're chayshish, we're concerned about the gnus of Reuven. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, kol ha-mikrois ha-ksuvin matayra l'gnai kairin oison l'shvach. All psukim that are written in the Torah as a disgrace, we read them as a praise, which means things that are written in the Torah indelicately are read delicately. Kigoin yishkoleno yishkoveno ba-poilim ba-tchoyrim char-yoynim dav-yoynim, and so on. The Rashba in Chuvis in Chelik Zayin Simen Shin Samach Aleph was asked on the inyan of changing Yishkoleno to Yishkoveno and so on, that how could we do that? There's a din that you cannot lane Ois Achas Shalei Menaksav. You're not allowed to say even one letter, not Menaksav. On that, the Rashba answers, Ze Halacha L'Moshe Misinaihu, K'may She'omru Shom Benedarim Parkein Bein Amoder, that Keryon v'lai Ksivon, uksivon v'lai Keryon, halacha l'meisha misinai. It's a halacha l'meisha misinai, like the Gemara says in Nedarim, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that when you have a kriya n'ksiv, something that you read, but it's not written like that, or something that's written, but you don't read it, it's a halacha l'meisha misinai. There seems to be a machlokes achronim, how to understand what the Rashba means. Domag and Avram, in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Siftes, says on this halacha that when you have a kriya neksiv, so you read it differently than the way it's written. Zokta Magen Avram, afa pisha kirei balpeh shari, even though you're laning it balpeh, it's mutter. And the Prima Gadim over there says, a chiddush din, that if so, if let's say wax would drip on the word yishkolena, and it's Shabbos, and it's usur to take off the wax from the word, because the Bach tells us in Simen Shin Mem that that's considered Meichik al Manas Lichtoiv, since by scraping off the wax, you're now able to see the Oisiyos. So says the Prima Gadim, you would not have to take out another Sefer Torah, since anyway, you're saying Yishkaveno Balpeh, so it doesn't bother me that you can't see the word Yishkaleno. However, the Igris Moshe in Erechaim Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis Anaf Vav, says that that's not the way a Kriyan Aksiv works. The Pshat in a Kriyan Aksiv is that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is telling us that the way to read Yishkolena is Yishkovena. That's the way to read this word. So you have to be looking inside at the word Yishkolena and read it Yishkovena. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that if Shaiva would drip on the word Yishkolena and it's Shabbos and you can't read it, you have to take out another Sefer Torah, because you're going to be saying an Ois Achas Shalei Menaksav. And Rav Moshe says this also in Erech Chaim, Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Aleph. And over there, he's talking Ma'irer that from the Magen Avram, it would seem not like he's saying, because the Magen Avram says that even though he's laning it balpeh, it's mutter. And the way Rav Moshe is saying it, he's not laning it balpeh. That is the way to read the word. But Rav Moshe is madchik that it could be the Magen Avram also means what he's saying. He doesn't mean that it's balpeh mamish. He means that le'inyin the metzias, it's like kairei alpeh, since he's saying the word differently than the way it's written, but it's still mutter. But even the Magen Avram would agree that if it's mamish covered and you can't read the word, so then it's a real Baal Peh. And that would be Aser. It's very interesting that Rav Moshe doesn't bring the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says Lehedya not like that. He says that even if the word is covered, it's not a problem according to the Magen Avram. So we have two ways of understanding the Magen Avram and two ways of understanding what the Rashba meant to answer the Shoyal. The Shoyal asked the Rashba, how are you allowed to read Ois Achas Shalei Menaksav when you have a Kriya Neksiv, you have Yishkolena, Yishkovena, so you're laning Ois Achas Shalei Menaksav? And the Rashba answered that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What does the Rashba mean to say? The Prima Gadim learns, and that's the simple meaning of the Magen Avram, that the Rashba is saying, you're right, it is Baal Peh, but that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That over here you're allowed to say a word Baal Peh. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, if you have wax that fell on the word Yishkoleno and it's Shabbos that you can't take it off. So it's not a problem because anyway you're saying Yishkoveno Baal Peh. Whereas Rav Moshe understood that the Rashba means that it's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that this is the way to read the word. The way to read Yishkoleno is Yishkoveno. That's the Eifen HaKriya of this word. That's what's Nischadish over here in the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. But since you're reading the word, so if the word is covered with Shaiva and it's Shabbos, you can't take it off, so you have to take out another Sefer Torah. Because it's considered that you're saying a nois acha shalom and aksav. Now there's an interesting shiloh. What about by the shame havaya that we don't read it yud ke vav ke, but rather we read it beloshin adnus aleph dalid nun and yud? What's over there? Is that like a regular kriyu ksiv or is that something else? Rab Meish over there in the tshuva points out that this that you read havaya beloshin adnus is not from the regular halacha l'maisha misinai of kriz and ksivs that it says in the Dorim Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, but rather it has its own drasha from the Gemara in Kedushin Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph that the Gemara says, Rabavino Rami, Rabavino Astastira, ksiv zeshemi, uksiv zezichri. The pasuk says in Shemais, zeshmi la'olam, vezezichri lidar dar. So it says, this is my name, and it says, this is the way to mention me. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy kesha ani nichtav ani nikra. Not like the way I am written, am I called. Nichtav ani be yud kei, v'nikra be aleph dalet. I'm written with yud kei vav kei, but I'm read with aleph dalet nun and yud. So it has its own pasuk. Rav Moshe says, over there in the tshuva, Yazan Arichus, he wants to learn up that it's a machlokes rishonim between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hillel if the Shem Adnos is the way to read the Shem Havaya, just like every Kriya Niksiv, according to Rav Moshe, or no. Over here, the pshat is that really the Shem is Yudkei Vavkei. It's just that it's an Isser to say the Shem Havaya, so therefore, since we cannot say it, so therefore, say Loshin Adnos. But it's not really the way to read the word. Rav Moshe learns up that Tosfos holds that it's the Eifen HaKriya of Havaya, and Rabbeinu Hillel holds that no, it's just an Isser to say the Shem Havaya, Kichsavai, so therefore we say something else. And the Nafkamina is, says Rav Moshe, if you would have Shaiva that dripped on the Shem Havaya, and it's Shabbos, you can't take it off, according to Tosfos, you would have to take out another Sefer Torah, but according to Rabbeinu Hillel, you would be allowed to use it, since anyway, you're not really reading the Shem Havaya, but rather you're just saying the Loshin Adnus Baal Peh. However, the Briskerov in Chidushei Mor Nitz HaLevi Al HaTorah, in his first piece on Parshas Vayeschanan, says exactly the opposite of Rav Moshe. He assumes that by every Kriyu Ksiv, the way it works is like the Prima Gadim assumed, that it's not really the way to read the word, but rather you're saying a different word, Baal Peh. But he says when it comes to the Shem Havaya, he learns up in Rashi Shita that when the Gemara says in Kedushin Ayin Aleph, Loi kishani nichtav ani nikra, nichtav ani b'yud kei, v'nikra b'alef dalet, that the Gemara is telling us that this is the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya. And the Fizeh, you would have to read it from inside. So it would come out the exact opposite of Rav Moshe, that when it comes to a regular Kriyu Ksiv, you could say it Baal Peh, and if Shaiva would drip on it, wouldn't be a problem, like the Prima Golden, but by the Shem Havaya, if the Shaiva would drip on it, you would have to take out another Sefer Torah, because this is the way to read the word. And the Sefer Shari Ephraim and Shari Beis, if you'd Gimel Paskins, that both by a regular Kriyu Ksiv, and when it comes to the Shem Havaya that you read, Beloshin Adnus, by both of them, you have to read it Mitech HaKsav, and if Shaiva would fall on it, you would have to take out another Sefer Torah. So the Shita of Rav Moshe is that by a regular Kriyu Ksiv, it's Pashit, that you have to read it Mitech HaKsav. When it comes to the Shem Havaya, he says, that's a Machlekes Rishonim. The Briskerov holds, like the Prima Gadim, that by a regular Kriyu Ksiv, it's Pashit that is considered a Kriya Baal Peh. But yet, when it comes to the Shem Havaya, Al Kaponim, in Shitas Rashi, he says that that's Pashit, that that's the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya, so you have to read it Mibifnim. And the Shari Ephraim Paskins, that by both a regular Kriyuk Siv and when it comes to the Shem Havaya, you have to read it Mitoich HaKsav. Now there's a beautiful piece from the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Mor and Riz HaLevi al HaRambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that has to do with that Brisker Rav that we mentioned before in Parshas Vayeschanan. The Rambam over there says, Ve'elu hein dinei hamegadef. These are the halachas of someone that's mevarech Hashem, someone that curses Hashem, chas v'shalom. Ein hamegadef chayev skila, ad sheyifarish es Hashem hamiyuchot shal arba oisiyos. Someone that's mevarech Hashem is not chayev skila until he speaks out the shem hamiyuchot of the four letters, shehu aleph dalid nun and yud. V'yivarech oisoy b'shem min Hashem oisheinam nimchokim, and he curses that Shem HaMiyuchad by using one of the names of Hashem that are not erasable. Let's say he says, Elohim should strike Aleph Dalid, Chas V'Shalom. Shenemar v'noikev Shem Hashem. Al Hashem HaMiyuchad Chayev Skila, Val Shara Kinuyim Ba'azhara. When it says v'noikev Shem Hashem, it teaches me that he's only Chayev Skila if he curses the Shem HaMiyuchad. V'yesh mi shemefarei she'enoi chayev ela al shem yud kei vav kei. But there are those that hold that he's not chayev only if he curses the Shem yud kei vav kei. V'ani oimer she'al shneim hu niskal, but I hold, says the Rambam, that he gets skila for both, whether he curses yud kei vav kei or he curses aleph dalid nun and yud. So the Brisker Rav is bothered that how is it possible for the Rambam to say that he gets stoned for both? The Chachamim say in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and that's how we paskin, that there's only skila for the Shem HaMiyuchad. Shem HaMiyuchad is only one. And also, what's the beer in the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Yesh Misha Mefaresh if there's only skila for Yudke Vavke, or also for Aleph Dalid Nun and Yud? Says the Brisker Rav that the Rambam holds that when the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph that it's written Zeshmi and it's written Zezichri and we darshin loikeshani nichtav ani nikra nichtav ani b'yud kei v'nikra ani ba'alef dalid, that the Rambam learns up that it's over here the Gemara is telling us a din that the way to say the Shem Havaya, the Kriya of the Shem Havaya, is with Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, like we said before from the Brisker Rav Al HaTorah. So even though the Etzem Shem of Adnos is not the Shem HaMiyuchad, but because the Shem Adnos is the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem HaMiyuchad of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so therefore he's Chayiv if he curses Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, because that's also included in V'noikev Shem Hashem. That's also included in cursing the Shem HaMiyuchad. Because whether a person cursed the Shem Havaya, or whether he cursed the Shem of Aleph Dalet, Nun and Yud, that's both ways of cursing the Shem HaMiyuchad, because that is the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem HaMiyuchad. What does the Yesh Misha Mefaresh hold when he says that a person only is Chayev Skila if he's Mevarech the Shem Havaya, but not the Shem of Aleph Dalet? Says the Brisker Rav that the Yesh Misha Mefarish could also agree that when there is a Shem Havaya in a Parsha, let's say in the Parsha of Birchas Kohanim, it says Shem Havaya. So then when a person says the Shem Havaya, B'loshen Adnos, so then that is the way of saying the Shem Havaya. But when a person just curses the Shem of Aleph Dalid, who says that that is cursing the Kriya of Shem Havaya? There is a Loshen Adnos by itself. Sometimes the Torah says Aleph Dalid, but Loshen Adnos not written Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is a Shem Hashem of Adnos. So when a person curses the Shem of Aleph Dalid, who says that that is cursing the Shem HaMiyuchad? He's cursing the Shem Adnos. only when there's a parsha b'Torah that says Yud Kei Vav Kei. So then the kriya b'Loshen Adnus is the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya. But if a person just curses in the luft, the Shem of Aleph Dalid, what makes that considered that he's cursing the kriya of the Shem Havaya? Maybe he's just cursing the Shem of Adnus. So therefore, the Yesh Mishem Mefarish holds that the Chiyuv Skila for Shem HaMiyuchad is only if he curses the Shem Havaya, if he pronounces the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the Rambam holds that since Lamaisa Adnus is the way of reading the Shem HaMiyuchad, so even by Megadeif, when a person says the Shem of Aleph Dalid, that's included in being Mefarish as Hashem HaMiyuchad and his Chayiv. According to Rav Moshe, who learns up that there's a machloikis between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hillel, whether the Loshen Adnus is the Kriya of the Shem Havaya, or it's something else totally, there's an Isser to say the Shem Havaya the way it's written, so therefore we say something else completely. So that could be the machloikis between the Rambam and the Yesh Mishem Mefarish. The Rambam holds that when we read Havaya B'Loshen Adnus, that is the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya. Therefore, the Rambam holds that Aleph Dalet is also included in Noikev Shem HaMiyuchad. Whereas the Yesh Mishem Mefarish would hold the Rabbeinu Hillel that when we read it Aleph Dalet, that's something totally different. That's not the Kriya of the Shem Havaya. And therefore, since it's something else, that's not included in being Noikev the Shem HaMiyuchad. But the Biskurov is saying, no, even the Yesh Mishem Mefarish could agree that when you have the word Havaya written, then the Loshen Adnus that we read it is the Kriya of the Shem Havaya. But when a person is cursing in the luft, and he says the Shem of Aleph Dalid, what makes that curse a curse of the Kriya of the Shem HaMiyuchad? Maybe he's just saying the Shem of Adnus, and the Shem of Adnus exists by itself. So therefore, there's nothing that makes it the Kriya of the Shem Havaya, and therefore it's not called that he was Noikev the Shem HaMiyuchad. To summarize, the Shoyal in the Rashba asked that, how are we allowed to say Yishkovena instead of Yishkolena? What happened to the Isser that you're not allowed to say even Oysachas Shaloi Menaksav? So on that, the Rashba answered that it's Halacha L'meishim Misinai, like the Gemara says in the Nedarim Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. There's two ways how to possibly understand the Rashba. The simple meaning of the Magen Avraham, and that's how the Prima Gadam understands it, is that the Halacha L'meishim Misinai over here is saying that this is an exception to the rule, and over here you're allowed to say it Bal Peh. That was the Halacha L'meishim Misinai. But Rav Moshe understands it, that no, the Halacha L'meishim Misinai is saying that over here there's a different way how to read Yishkolena. The way to read Yishkolena is Yishkovena. That is the Eifen HaKriya of that word. The Nafkamina is, if let's say wax would spill on the word Yishkolena and it's Shabbos and you can't take it off because that's considered Meichel Kamanas Lichtav if you have to take out another Sefer Torah. According to the Prima Gadim, you don't. According to Rav Moshe, you do. What about by the Shem Havaya that we read it Peloshen Adnus? On that, Rav Moshe says that that's a Machlekes Rishayna between Taisis and Rabbeinu Hillel. If the Kriya of Adnus is the Kriya of the Shem Havaya, or no, really the Kriya of the Shem Havaya is Yud Kei Vav Kei, just that it's Usur to say it, so Mamela we say something else, but it's not the Kriya of the Shem Havaya. And therefore, whether or not you would have to take out another Sefer Torah is totally in this Machlokes Rishonim. The Briskerov assumes, like the Prima Gadim, that a regular Kriya Uksiv is considered not the Kriya of the word, it's considered saying something Bal Peh, but yet when it comes to the Shem Havaya, he says Bidas Rashi in Chumash, and Bidas the Rambam, and the Yesh Mishem Mefaresh that the Rambam brings in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that the Shem of Adnus is the Kriya of the Shem Havaya. And the Shari Ephraim paskins that both by a regular Kriya Uksiv and by the Shem Havayah that we read Beloshin Adnos, it is considered a kriya of the word, and therefore you have to read it inside, and if wax would spill on the word and it's Shabbos, you would have to take out another Sefer Torah. And we mentioned that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Yesh Mishem Mefarish, which is the sheet of the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin over there, whether or not a person is chayiv misa if he curses the shame of Aleph Dalet, or only if he curses the shame Havaya, because the chiyuv is only for cursing the shame HaMiyuchad. The Rambam holds that he's chayiv whether he curses the shame Havaya or he curses the shame of Aleph Dalet, and the Yesh Mishem Mefarish, the Yad Ramah, holds that he's only chayiv for Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Brisker Rav explains that everyone agrees that Adnos Aleph Dalet is the Eifen HaKriya of Havaya, so therefore the Rambam holds that since that's the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya, so that also goes into Nekev Shem HaMiyuchad. Because Shem HaMiyuchad has its Kri and its Ksiv. So either way a person curses the Shem HaMiyuchad, whether in the Kri form or the Ksiv form, that goes into Nekev Shem HaMiyuchad. The Yad Ramah, the Yesh Mishem Mefaresh, also agrees, b'yisoid, that when there is a Shem Havaya written, that the Shem Adnos is the Eifen HaKri of the Shem Havaya, but that's only when there is a Parsha B'Torah, like Berchas Kayhanim, and a person is saying the Shem Havaya, pronouncing it, B'loshen Adnos, so that is the Eifen HaKri of the Shem Havaya. When a person just curses the Shem of Aleph Dalid, what makes that cursing the Shem Havaya? There is a Shem of Aleph Dalet by itself. Sometimes the Torah says Hashem Aleph Dalet, not Be'ifin Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is such a Shem of Adnos by itself. So what makes his curse Bichal on the Shem Havaya and the Kriya of Shem Havaya B'loshen Adnos? Maybe it's just a curse on the Shem Adnos by itself. But the Rambam holds that since the shame of Adnos is the Eifen HaKriya of Havaya, so when he curses Adnos, that's also included in cursing the shame HaMiyuchad. We said that according to Rav Moshe, who anyway learns up that there's a machlokes rishonim between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hillel, whether Adnos is the Eifen HaKriya of the shame Havaya, or it's something else, so that could be another way of explaining the machlokes between the Rambam and the Yad Ramah. The Rambam, who holds that whether he curses the Shem Havaya or the Shem of Aleph Dalet, he's chayiv, is because he holds that that's the Eifen HaKriya of the Shem Havaya, whereas the Yad Ramah could hold, like Rabbeinu Hillel, that the Shem of Adnos is not the Eifen HaKriya of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's something else completely, and therefore it's not included in Nekev Shem HaMiyuchad.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.